What is the most important e-discovery issue today?
Cost control?
Technology-assisted review?
Information management?
Preservation?
From the latest cases to the newest technologies.
Our goal is to expose legal professionals to the most important e-discovery trends
with the brightest e-discovery experts.
Rulemaking,
predictive coding,
litigation hold,
proportionality,
document review,
social media,
efficiency,
ethics,
cooperation.
Welcome to the ESI Report, sponsored by Kroll On Track, an e-discovery software and service provider. You are listening to the Legal Talk Network.
Hi, I'm Michelle Lang, and welcome to the ESI Report. Welcome to 2015. It's the turn of a new year is always accompanied by reflections on the past and resolutions for the future. Do you have something that you are committed to achieving in 2015? Whether your personal resolution is to spend more time with family, learn how to cook, or get to the gym a little more, we all have resolutions we want to focus on in the new year. Things are going to run a little differently today on the ESI Report as we hear from a handful of litigation professionals who will tell us their 2015 professional resolutions in the field of e-discovery. I hope you enjoy this special edition of the show, and let's get started with our first guest. Our first guest is Josh Zilberschlag from New York City, and he's with Paul Weiss. Josh, take it away.
Thanks, Michelle. My 2015 e-discovery resolution is to continue to grow and enhance the level of electronic discovery consulting services we offer to our lawyers and clients. I plan on doing this by focusing on three key areas. First, as electronic discovery professionals, we have moved past the days of getting a CD of documents and putting them in a database. Today, we need to be prepared to advise internal and external clients on a variety of subjects, and must provide solutions that take into account client needs, legal requirements, risks, and technical limitations. Doing so requires a level of training, education, and mentorship that is higher than ever before, and in 2015, I plan to continue to focus on this area. Another key contributor to enhancing electronic discovery service is demanding an emphasis on proper reporting and workflow during the e-discovery process. While the technologies to support this have existed for quite some time, it is critical that these tools are used in a deliberate and thoughtful way. Reports must be analyzed and understood, and any red flags must be addressed. Similarly, the saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, has never been more true in the field of electronic discovery. As data volumes continue to grow and timelines continue to shrink, the patients required to carefully analyze reports and develop thoughtful workflows has become of paramount importance. This patience and concentration will continue to be a duty that my team and I will emphasize in 2015. Lastly, by focusing on the continuing standardization of processes and user experiences across platforms and service providers, I hope to see a significant enhancement in delivering quality to our customers in 2015.
Thanks, Josh. Our next guest is Ralph Losey from Jackson Lewis in Orlando, Florida. Ralph?
Hi. I've got two resolutions, New Year resolutions, one kind of personal and the other one pure e-discovery. The first one kind of personal, I know every e-discovery specialist faces this problem. I resolve to let people finish asking me the question before I give the answer. Oh, I know. We've all get the same questions over and over, but I'm going to let people finish the question. So that's the personal resolution. Now, the second one is I'm going to stop using the word recall unless I also say range, and I'm only going to say recall range. And if you haven't seen the movie The Giver, where they talk about precision of language as one of the rules, you really should. It's a great novel. But anyway, precision of language is important when you talk about recall. And the reality is, as my blog writes about now, there is no such thing as an exact recall value, only a recall range. So those are my two resolutions for 2015, Michelle.
Thanks much. Very interesting. Our next 2015 New Year's resolution guest is Anthony Diana from Reed Smith in New York City. Anthony, what's your e-discovery resolution?
Thanks, Michelle. So my resolution for 2015 is to help clients proactively manage high-risk data that's in their organizations. And that could be data that's stored in enterprise, stored at third-party suppliers or vendors, or data that's produced in litigations and investigations. Now, one of the things we see is organizations have vast amounts of information, but only a certain percentage really carries significant risk for the organization. And that could be things like privileged information, personally identifiable information that is subject to data privacy laws or regulations, business-sensitive information like research and development or data that's subject to non-disclosure agreements. So in 2015, I want to meet my clients' needs to use technology, people, and process to develop cost-effective ways to manage enterprise data risk.
Sounds like it's going to be a great 2015. Our next guest is David Urich from United Health Group in Minneapolis, Minnesota. David, tell us about your 2015 eDiscovery resolution.
Hi, Michelle. My goal for the new year is taking meaningful actions. For me, this is about creating the time for all of those important but non-urgent items that get neglected. I believe addressing these items presents the best opportunities to make meaningful progress towards my goals. On the personal side, I am going to work to stay more meaningfully connected with my family and friends by using my cell phone to actually talk and not text with them. On the professional side, my goal is to identify at least two meaningful changes that will continue to increase the value of our team's work. These changes could be to remove unnecessary steps, add new processes, implement new technology, or more likely, some combination. So in early 2015, we will take a step back from the everyday hustle, gather the team, and review exactly how we perform our daily work. Brainstorm, then collectively determine the best opportunities and make those the focus in 2015 to accomplish some meaningful changes. Thank you and best wishes in meeting your 2015 goals.
Thanks so much, David. Our next guest coming to us from Dallas, Texas is Danny Thunkachin from Thompson & Knight. Danny?
Thanks, Michelle. For 2015, my team and I are focusing on improving the attorney experience when working with litigation support and electronic discovery. This requires a comprehensive reanalysis of our internal processes, as well as a careful investigation of the benefits of managed services, with an emphasis on the key advantages that service providers can bring. These include reduced storage costs due to economies of scale, improved efficiency with overflow staffing, and investments in web-based dashboards and self-documenting workflows that law firms are not equipped to develop for themselves. We want to minimize emails and phone calls for status updates and thus promote self-service interactions. However, improving the attorney experience isn't all just one-sided, with the burden only falling on litigation support. Working with our IT trainers and attorney development group, we are investigating the benefits of incorporating the learning plans developed by LTC4. That is the Legal Technology Core Competencies Certification Coalition, and its upcoming e-discovery component into our practice. We also foresee substantial benefits to deploying the Casey Flaherty Legal Tech Audit in inspiring our attorneys to achieve higher levels of technical efficiency. As attorneys gain confidence in their technical competency, their experience in using the sophisticated tools available to them will also improve.
Sounds like it's going to be a great 2015. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you. Very busy.
And now we have a global New Year's resolution coming all the way to us from London, England.
Thanks, Michelle. My name is Daniel Cavan from Crawl on Track in London, England. My personal 2015 resolution is to keep up the long distance running all through the winter and beyond. But my e-discovery, or e-disclosure as we call it here, resolution, is also to do with running. It's to make sure that the brand new Crawl on Track Document Review Center here in London is up and running smoothly in the new year. It's a very exciting time for me and my colleagues here in Europe. We expect it to be a busy year of document review.
Thanks so much, Daniel. A New Year's resolution from Stanford, Connecticut. Cliff Nichols from Day Pitney is our next guest. Cliff, what's your eDiscovery New Year's resolution for 2015?
Hello, Michelle. In 2015, my eDiscovery resolution is to use predictive coding on every document production that I receive from opposing counsel. The small investment of time it takes to have an expert review a small sample of large document productions can reap tremendous dividends. And it even works on smaller productions. Even if you plan to review all of the documents by humans, you can skip the random sample and just turn predictive coding on and let it run in the background. Then you'd sort and code the documents as you normally would. But you get the benefit of predictive coding with prioritization and the suggestions as you go through the documents. This helps with speed and consistency. Now, because accurate text and metadata is required for predictive coding to function at its best, that leads me to my next 2015 New Year's resolution, to seek a detailed agreement in writing on the form of document production in each and every case. Whether it's a stipulated court order or just a written acknowledgement of a conversation between parties, these agreements demonstrate cooperation and can help to avoid significant and costly disputes.
Thanks, Cliff. It sounds like it's going to be an exciting 2015.
I certainly hope so.
Our next New Year's resolution for eDiscovery is coming from Boston, Massachusetts.
Hi, I'm David Baldwin, and I'm the litigation support manager at Choate Hall & Stewart in Boston. My personal New Year's resolution is not to make resolutions, but if I had an eDiscovery resolution, it would definitely be the resolution to give up. And by that, I mean to give up the idea that I have any control, really, over what's going to happen to us here. I mean, I may have the best of plans, and I may have an idea about how my day is going to go or what I want to get done, but I have learned I better not get too attached to it. And I have no control over what telephone call is going to come in or what case is going to suddenly need attention when I thought I was going to be doing something else. So I have found that the only intelligent response is to prepare myself for that in advance and just learn to deal with what's coming up and forget about what I had in mind. So that's the only way I can hang on to my sanity, because I certainly can't hang on to my agenda.
David, I love it. eDiscovery certainly is full of lots of ups and downs and unknowns, isn't it, from day to day?
Yeah, I mean, every day is a demonstration of that. I really have given up trying to predict it.
I love it. I love your anti-resolution or your non-New Year's resolution for 2015. Have a great New Year.
Okay, thank you.
So, Sue Kaiser, our next eDiscovery New Year's resolution from Jones Day in Cleveland, Ohio. Happy New Year, Sue, and tell us your eDiscovery resolution for 2015.
Hi, everyone. Again, I'm Sue Kaiser. I'm a practice support project manager with Jones Day in Cleveland, Ohio. Anton Chekhov said that wisdom comes not with age, but from education and learning. My resolution each year is to continue learning and educating myself on new technology so that I can fully understand its impact on all phases identified within the EDRM. eDiscovery can be demanding because each of us bring a unique view to the use and application of various systems and software. To learn about, and more importantly, to understand various pieces of information and perspectives is the challenge of our profession. As each new year begins, I renew my pledge to keep learning in order to better serve the firm and its clients. And I want to take a minute here to wish everyone a happy 2015.
Thanks, Sue. Happy 2015 to you, and good luck on your New Year's resolution.
Thanks very much.
Shannon Capone-Kirk from Ropes & Gray in Boston, Massachusetts. Tell us what your 2015 eDiscovery New Year's resolution is.
Probably the number one on my list is continuing or trying to be better at being more involved externally in having a larger dialogue with the bench and with counsel that may have opposing views on this issue, but really diving into and answering the question of why are we engaging in such lengthy ESI protocols now, when it comes especially to federal court actions. And I would hope that we could take a step back from that and get things back to a rational level and not so detailed in ESI protocols, especially where it comes to document review. I think that we need to allow the producing parties to have and continue to have a greater control over that issue.
Shannon, thanks so much for joining our listeners on the ESI Report and sharing your 2015 eDiscovery New Year's resolution.
Yes, no problem.
And now for another New Year's resolution on the ESI Report. Go ahead, Joel Badoff.
Hi, I'm Joel Bodoff. I'm an e-discovery specialist at Medtronic in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And for 2015, my resolution is to help our organization as we implement a new email retention policy. This is a huge change for us. It certainly will reduce the volume of email and the costs associated with that, but will also be a very big culture shift in how employees use and store their email. And in turn, that impacts how we as an organization will treat that email and collect it when it's needed for a litigation matter for review.
Joel, that sounds like an awesome New Year's resolution. Best of luck to you and Medtronic on implementing that new system.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Our last guest on the ESI Report, our special edition New Year's resolution show, is James Shearer from Baker Hostetler in New York City. James, tell us about your 2015 eDiscovery resolution.
My 2015 resolution centered around a better and perhaps more intelligent use of data and the related tools we have available. Personally, I have a growing family, and I'm getting more and more used to managing data associated with preschool applications and vaccination records and daycare schedules, and I'm moving each day away from a post-it note-based approach. I'm gradually moving towards solutions that consistently make sense and moving away from a day-by-day decision-making process, whether it's scanning a paper application and modifying it on my computer or making sure I leave my work papers at home or vice versa. Professionally, I've got the same mindset, aside from the daycare component, where I want to help my clients use automated tools and processes to increase their consistencies in ways that are appropriate for their business and their processes. For example, while technology-assisted review has been among the buzz topics over the past few years, I've seen it change from a black box type approach to one of the many tools that clients can use, alone or in tandem, to appropriately deal with their discovery obligations. Better informed clients are better partners in this process, and getting them familiar with defensible, creative, and appropriate approaches that are the best fits for their challenges is something I want to continue in 2015.
James, thank you so much for that. That's an awesome way to wrap up the ESI report. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks very much.
Well, that wraps up another edition of the ESI Report. Thanks to everyone listening, and thanks to all the eDiscovery professionals who shared their 2015 New Year's resolutions with us. If you want to reflect on the past 12 months of eDiscovery and take a look at predictions for the future, check out Kroll On Track's 2014 eDiscovery Trends Report, where over 500 law firm and corporate eDiscovery professionals were surveyed. To access the trend report, go to eDiscovery.com. Here's to a great 2015. Until next time, I'm Michelle Lang, signing off for the ESI Report.
This was another edition of the ESI Report, sponsored by Kroll On Track. Be sure to follow Kroll On Track on Facebook and Twitter, or learn more about Kroll On Track's software and services at www.krolontrack.com. Thanks for listening to the ESI Report, produced by the broadcast professionals at Legal Talk Network. Join Michelle Lang for her next podcast on the latest e-discovery trends. Subscribe to the RSS feed on LegalTalkNetwork.com or in iTunes. The views expressed by the participants of this program are their own and do not represent the views of, nor are they endorsed by, Legal Talk Network, its officers, directors, employees, agents, representatives, shareholders, and subsidiaries. None of the content should be considered legal advice. As always, consult a lawyer.